Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Now, all I have for context is what they're titled. This one is titled Small Boobs.
Ask anyone we work with. All we do is party.
Yeah, we can slap boobs all day long.
Just wish we had some.
Okay, yeah, that's a reference because the women on the show have referenced on the past that they don't have large breasts. So Greg makes that crack. Now, if I'm him, I don't make that crack, even though you can let them make that crack, but you don't want to make that crack because if you piss them off, they can come to Eric Zane, get this audio, and say, yes, he made that crack about me. And it's worth millions of dollars. So that's $1 million right there. Now, this one is titled Finger Up Ass. It's a 30-second clip. And I just want to play it first, and then we'll come back. But in my gut, Greg is talking about Maitland sticking a finger up someone's ass or getting a finger up the ass. I don't remember entirely. Don't quote me on that. Let's see if this will cover it.
Maitland, you want to go next?
Yeah.
As a female, Maitland, How long before you drive your finger car up Cornhole Road to...
Okay, he's trying to euphemize. How long before you stick your finger up a guy's ass?
Duodenum Town.
Okay, again, 21-year-old girl, 55-year-old man.
Maitland, you want to go next?
Yeah.
As a female, Maitland, How long before you drive your finger car up Cornhole Road to Duodenum Town with a new man?
I don't... Never.
But how long if you decided to?
Okay, she's not happy with that. Very uncomfortable.
Well, it's not 9 years.
She was dating a guy for 9 years. Too big of a laugh.
Got it.
Okay.
I don't know if she appreciated that. This one is called Browser History.
Maitland, silly or serious?
Silly.
Well, yeah, it's a similar game. You got to pick whether it's a silly question or a serious question.
Would you rather have your internet history be made public or a sex tape go viral?
Ugh. My internet history.
What would be in there?
A lot of kitchen things where it's like, what's a good substitute for this?
Okay, so she's keeping it above board. I don't have anything silly in my hair that would make me embarrassed in my history. I'm a pretty straight-laced young lady.
Or
racy.
Yeah, real crazy. Or just random knowledge that everybody knows. So it would just reveal how dumb I am.
Okay. Now, if it ended there, that's fine.
Are we talking regular history or incognito history?
All of it.
Okay.
There's incognito?
She's not sure about that.
Histories? That's a thing.
Do you use the incognito tabs on Gmail? Are you just pretending so we don't look at them?
No, I don't use it.
I bet it's filled with like Captain Stabbing. And...
Which is a porn site.
So oops, she needs a ride. That's Maitland's favorite. Hot Wings, silly or serious?
I'll do it.
Oh, I don't think she's buying into that comedy. That's weird. Chris says she said never, and he makes her answer anyway. Patrick says, I remember this from Who Are These Free Beers? Yoda World says, what a ghoul. Think about Yoda World. Yoda World really doesn't know free beer from my years with him. He only knows free beer from the short time he's been involved with this show. He came to us from Who Are These Broadcasters? My God. This kind of lines up, though. Do you remember when we interviewed child actor Hayden Panettiere? At the time, she was on a show called Heroes. Prior to that, she had been in Remember the Titans as a precocious fan of the football team. And I don't remember the exact words used, but it was talking to her as being a fucking sex symbol or something like that. It was some weird, and we all went, ugh. So strange. God damn it. You got to quit that, man. Shut the fuck up. If there's going to be anything titillating on a show, it can't be across that line there that you keep running over. It can only be because the person who you want to make your audience titillated is doing the titillating, asshole. You can't ask her if she's guilty or innocent of doing a 69. It is so bad. Okay, before I break, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, right in the middle of Grand Rapids, 616-532-6600. Great place to get your car repaired, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. When it comes to insurance through the marketplace, Frank Fuss, mypolicyshop.com. Frank will help you out every step of the way free of charge. You're like, I keep hearing about this marketplace, this Obamacare. I don't have health insurance. Is this what I do? Well, yes, you do. But have Frank help you with it every step of the way. It's a free thing. He doesn't even charge you. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. No matter where you are in the U.S., and Frank will help you. Buyinsurancehere.com. Tax season is right now. We've got a month and a half until the deadline. Go to Tag Accounting online at tagcpa.net. Anywhere in America, you can have Tag Accounting do your taxes. They have a phone number. If you want to call and talk to a person right now, 616-301-9516. Tyler, whatever happened with yours? Weren't you like, oh, my God, this was terrible? 616-301-9516 for Tag Accounting. Anywhere in America, they'll do your taxes for you. Just call, mention me, please, when you do that. All right. It is time for the infamous break. Okay? I think I'll only take one, maybe two. I don't know. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back. All right, I'm back. Darla had to go out, so it took a little longer. Okay, now she's waiting back at the door. This might be a problem. Now, she's crying now. She has to go again. I just let her out. I let her out, and then I went to the boys' room, and then by the time I got done, she's like at the door. But it wouldn't surprise me if she like just stood there, which is a problem. So I'm not feeling good. I mean, this is hot on the heels of just a handful of days ago. She took a leak on the couch. Everybody saw it. It was cringe of the week. So I'm going to go and let her out again. I apologize for this. So that's just the way it goes when you're a one-man show and you got your puppy dog. So just stand by. Just stand by. Sorry about all this. But unfortunately, these things happen. Okay, she just stared at me again. I let her out there. We all go out. And she's on the top step staring at me. And I go, well, go. Go, go. Nope. I'm just going to stand here. I go, all right. So I left them downstairs. I got work to do. I had an out-of-the-blue interaction with someone on Reddit. It was very strange. I'm not sure what prompted this. Interesting, because it just kind of came out of the blue. And there's another Free Beer and Hot Wings subreddit that I had posted on, because there was usual conversation about people bitching about the show. This person had wrote, "I'm new to listening to Free Beer and Hot Wings. I love the show, but can't stand Free Beer's fake laugh. Anyone feel the same?" And then a lot of people like weighed in on it. This is not the subreddit that I'm banned from. This is one that's actually called Free Beer and Hot Wings, not FBHW. And so, you know, the usual people are dogging them. No one has anything positive. Well, actually, this one says, "Best advice is to find a different show to listen to." Well, that's, I guess, okay. Some of people are like, "I've been listening for 11 years and it'll pass." And then I wrote, "The show is better than ever since Eric Zane got fired." And like this guy writes, "Why do you people listen to the show when you talk about how you hate it and how annoying they are? To the original poster, the show is funny, and the more you listen to it and get to know the show members, it gets better. I've been a fan for 15 years now." So I'm trolling at this point, and I write, "Sure thing, Greg." And then this comment comes in, and then from somebody who ended up deleting their comment, but I recognized the username because I then got a direct message from that person. It says, "I hate you and you suck." I wrote, "Oh, you do not. Don't be so sore. Also, I do not suck. I am fantastic at everything I do." This person wrote, "There's no changing a narcissist's mind." And that got me thinking. So I'm going to look up the traits of a narcissist, and we're going to go over them together to see if I am a narcissist. What I know off the top of my head is that a narcissist is like, isn't a narcissist always thinking like about themselves? There's no changing a narcissist's mind, but for my own sanity, I need you to know how terrible of a person you are. You are a waste of life after everything you've destroyed and cried over. For the love of God, get a fucking life. I said, there's a lot of things that I can be labeled as. A narcissist is not one of them, I think. Have we interacted in the past, like face to face? Are you possibly a former coworker? This person wrote, not a coworker. And yes, I've interacted with you before, and you're a narcissist. Nice try. And I wrote, aha! Now, I'd be happy to have a conversation with whoever this is, despite the aggressive attack. I mean, come on. I don't care. I wrote, what could you possibly have against me that could indicate that I am a narcissist? I'm not even sure what it is off the top of my head. Do you mind if I ask you 20 question style questions to try to figure out who you are? I bet I can do it. No response. Don't get bashful on me now. I don't get a chance to talk to too many people, and you seem interesting to me. Now I'm starting to think. And I wrote, I go pretty hard against my old show quite often. If I had to guess, I would say you are a friend, a family member, or one of those show members yourself. I could see why you would be upset. I get it. However, this could all have been avoided. 100% Greg's fault. Later on, sorry, I keep coming back to write more after I think. Whoever you are, do not hesitate to reach out to me. I will answer any questions you have. Honestly, I have nothing to hide or fear. And I wrote, the only reason why you are not responding and why you've deleted your post on that thread is because you're realizing you've made a mistake and that I am quite rational and easy to speak with. You feel bad about picking the fight, and you're trying to save face. It was nice talking to you, Kelly. See ya. Easy. So my conspiracy theory brain is that was Kelly Cheese. I think that person, Kelly, was being honest with the interact part. Yes, I have interacted with you. Because I did interact with Kelly after I made the announcement that her and Ross got divorced. She reached out to me, and we had a nice conversation. So I don't know where this is coming from, Kelly. This is ridiculous. Then, she, you know, with the post being deleted and no commenting, I clearly got through to her, and this is where we are now. Jeremy says, this is the same person who called you and the Queen of the Forest trash in the FBHW subreddit last week. No. Tophus says you gave someone a kidney, a fucking kidney. You aren't a narcissist. Let's see. Narcissists only think about themselves and only themselves. They are often sociopaths as well. Bob says she's probably tired of you making fun of her angelic voice. Now that I can agree with, that she has an angelic voice. I mean, can you imagine? You know, if you you see that you missed a phone call and you've got a voicemail, how excited you would be to listen to the voicemail.
Hi, Mr. Plant. My name is Kelly Cheeseborough. I am in the market for a young, desirable lawyer with long hair, beautiful body hair, and a big old dick. So I got a recommendation for you, so I was just going to give you a call. Anyway, I'm on my way from Greenville to Atlanta. I'll be at the airport in like 2.5 hours. Might have some time to stop and see Ashley and Taylor, but just wanted to call and let you know I'm on the road. And tell you that I love you and I can't wait to see you. Bye, baby.
That one came in well after the divorce. Weird. Thank you to my source for sending that my way. My source probably wouldn't want me to play that if you hadn't eviscerated him on the radio this week. I don't know. Weird. What was I going to talk about? Oh, shit. Oh, I wanted to go over if whether or not I am a narcissist. Narcissist tendencies include behaviors such as having an exaggerated sense of self-importance. No, I don't think that what I'm doing is important. I don't think that me being an idiot on a podcast is important. It just happens to be something that people want to listen to and laugh at. I mean, I would have to say that I always have to treat it like it is important. Like, people do want to hear it. It would be important to them that I keep doing it. So, I guess. I would have to have a lack of empathy, which not being able to put myself, I guess, into the shoes of someone else's feelings, maybe. I don't know. And exploiting others. These tendencies can be part of a narcissistic personality disorder, but have some narcissistic traits. Having some narcissistic traits don't necessarily mean someone has NPD. Grandiosity, having an exaggerated sense of self-importance or believing you are superior to others. Yeah, I think I got a touch of that, actually. I think there is a bit of that has seeped into my brain. It's weird, though. I acknowledge it and know that it's bullshit. So I don't really believe it. So I guess maybe not. You know, does that make any sense? Like, I guess how people could see that, but deep down, there's no way I think I'm actually better than anyone. Exploitation, taking advantage of others to get what you want. Yeah, I don't. I mean, can you think of any ways that I have exploited, been going through any type of like exploitation to get what I want? Some might suggest that exploiting crispy R's and whatnot.
Cars. Christmas. Incredible. New York. Come to Oregon. Come here. Temperature. Algorithms. Incredible. For crust. Cripple. Cream cheese. Okay. 500. So small.
So good.
In your booth to your right, a white box.
One of everything. Fact.
I have exploited that. I have definitely exploited that to get what I want, and that is to make all of you throw up. Lack of empathy, not being able to recognize or understand the feelings of others. Envy, feeling envious of others or believing others are envious of you. Honestly, I don't think I have time for any of this shit. Arrogance, behaving in an arrogant or haughty way. Sense of entitlement, expecting special treatment or compliance from others, and fantasies, being preoccupied with fantasies of power, success, beauty, or love. Examples in relationships, demanding that others cater to your needs, ignoring others' feelings, using guilt, shame, threats, or violence to get what you want, feeling threatened when others gain independence. So, you know, and I don't even know if based on what the audience knows from me, like some of you only know me from what you see and hear. Now, I would like to think that what I do on this show is genuine, the real deal. Do you say genuine or genuine? I guess it depends. If I'm writing a song, genuine could be used to rhyme another word, and so could genuine. But I like genuine. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, but a lot of you I know pretty well personally. Tofus says the closest you came to narcissism was Mr. Ten. Let's see. Stevie says, wow, this sounds familiar. Oh, you've heard that before. It was the, it wasn't me. It was the sound that I played. Tofus says, oy vey, stop, concerning the sound clips I was playing. Maureen says, I would say you are not a narcissist. I don't know. I think people who know me know that I'm not. But I could honestly, based on, like for the trouble that I make, because I do make a lot of trouble for people, that I will admit to. And again, it's all based on butts in the seats, laughter. I'm trying to do something to be entertaining. Okay? I look at it no different than anything else that you may see or watch. And it just so happens that it all boils down to the whole who are these freebeers thing. I think that I've pissed enough people off that this is what I'm going to get, that type of assumptions on my character, which is totally cool. If I'm getting people telling me things like that, and I do think that that's who that was that reached out to me, that is good for business. That means I am on the right track. I am doing the right thing. You know, and I have said from the get-go, Kelly's my favorite member of that show. The other ones aren't worth a shit. I'm talking from a professional level, which is the only thing I can relate to. I can't relate to a personal level. Just because I talk to her ex-husband regularly and he tells me all of the dirty details that went on during that period of time doesn't mean I know her. I mean, I can only hear those stories from the ex-husband and get those voicemails. That's it. That doesn't mean I know her. All right. Tophus says you've done a lot of nice shit for people over the years. And I'm going to use that as a jumping off point because I have another example of my greatness, of how benevolent and altruistic I am. If you look up the word altruistic in the dictionary, you're going to see my face or face. There's not a T at the end of that word. I just said faced. The Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. Some of my favorite people on God's green earth. Maureen's really going to love this. There's going to be a lot of wetness because of my connection to these folks. I am hosting trivia night with the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, and you need to be there. It is at City Built Brewing, March 11th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., celebrating St. Pity's Day. I will be there, and you are invited to go get your teams together. There's a little bit more information about this, about how you sign up. Like, there's an Eventbrite thing, and I'm going to get to that, and I'll include it in the show notes. So I'm hosting. I'm reading the trivia questions. It's going to be awesome. There should be more here. Interested or going, I guess. That's all. But I don't know about tickets. Let's see. Event by City. Okay. Let's get ready. I don't know how you actually, if it's a ticketed event or you just show up. I thought that it would have this on the actual description of the event. All right, more details to follow. But just so you know, put it on your calendar for Tuesday the 11th. Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance Trivia Night Fundraiser. City Built Brewing. And you'll be out of there by 8:30. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can hang out. You and me and whoever else. That would also be a perfect opportunity for someone who is pissed off at me to meet me there and sit down and tell me what is on your mind. Maureen says, I happen to be free that night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Patrick says that narcissist is a popular word to throw around these days. Yeah, I've seen that. A lot of people throw that word around. All right. Okay, let me see if that is... I have to check my notes. You right there, big guy? The latest round of government workers to be fired are the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration employees. They had like 11,000 and some hundred number of employees, scientists and whatnot. And Elon Musk came in and fired a bunch of people. 560 to 8. The number is expected to be between 560 and 1,830 of those workers. These are people that will tell you about like weather trends. And I don't know. I guess I'm not entirely sure what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration organization does, but I saw that one of the local meteorologists on Facebook did a post about how this has happened, and this is not good. Now, I don't know if she's right, and I don't know if anybody's right, and I don't know if anybody's wrong. But they went ahead and they fired everybody who was just hired. They, let's see, 560 to 1830, contingent upon the confirmation of Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who oversees the agency. They had 11,758 workers in fiscal year 2023. So this will could affect 10% of their employees. Firings continue today. Termination letters began going out to probationary employees at 3:30 yesterday. Probationary status applies to both recent hires and workers who have recently been promoted. Can you imagine that? Hey, welcome to the team. Oh! Staffers from Elon Musk's Doge walked into the NOAA offices earlier this month before Lutnick's confirmation. Lutnick denied any plans to dismantle the agency as Commerce Secretary, but Project 2025, the sweeping conservative government blueprint, calls for privatizing and reassigning nearly all of its functions. President Trump disavowed Project 2025 on the campaign trail, but then appointed several of its architects, including White House Budget Director Russell Vogt. Several top Democrats condemned the firings. Musk's sham, Jared Huffman, Democrat from California, says, Musk's sham mission is bringing vital programs to a screeching halt. People nationwide depend on the NOAA for free, accurate forecasts, severe weather alerts, and emergency information. All right. So right there. That's why this is important. However, let's just do some easy math here. If you have 11,758, and then you take away 1830, that leaves you now with 9,928 employees. Are you suggesting that that number of employees can't, like, do the work of the ones who left? And so basically, you'd redelegate the workload? Well, you're going to have to. So are you telling me now that because 1,830 people are gone, they will not get free, accurate forecasts, severe weather alerts, and emergency information? You see, you're going to have to back that up with a fact. I mean, you can't just say it. I mean, I want to be on your side. But at the end of the day, if they're cutting the budget, they're cutting the budget is just the way it is. Purging the government of scientists, experts, and career civil servants and slashing fundamental programs will cost lives, Huffman said in a statement. Yeah, I don't believe that. I think that's an overstatement. I don't think that someone's going to die in the next year because 9,928 people who can do the weather are stretched too thin. I think that that's a bullshit comment is what I'm telling you. My Democratic colleagues and I will keep fighting back in state and federal courts, in the halls of Congress, and the court of public opinion. This is a betrayal of the American people, and it will not stand. Well, I don't know if it's a betrayal of the American people. Again, I think you're overstating this. You might be right, but I don't think you are. And it is going to stand. There is literally nothing we can do. I mean, I would love it if we didn't have to do this. But again, this is the This is the hand that we are dealt. There's nothing we can do about it. Yoda World says, this is what happens when you run up the credit card. Nobody gets to go to Disneyland anymore. Starman says, what about everybody who has died in storms over the past 10 years? How do they justify that? Chris says, budget cuts happen in government jobs more often than what the media portrays it. Source, a government employee. Me, Chris writes. Tophus says those weather apps are all based on NOAA. Okay. I'm glad you said that. Because every American has this thing called a phone. And every American looks at the weather app once a day. Now, what I'm about to do right now will determine if these firings are justified. So this is where the rubber meets the road. Right now, the National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory. It's in red, and I know that it's high winds today. I also know, let's see here, the next 10 days weather somehow, despite these 1,800 people being given their walking papers, I am still up to date on the next 10 days weather. Look at that. I got the radar here telling me that there's a small front moving through Sault Ste. Marie. Other than that, the country's relatively clear of precipitation. You got a little bit of activity in the middle part of the state. And up by Duluth, they might be getting a rain or snow shower. So based on the fact that I have all this information on this app, I am here to tell you unequivocally that this was a baller move and getting rid of these 1,800 expendable employees who do not affect me whatsoever. In fact, I would continue the cuts and see how long you can get away with taking off 1,000 every Friday. And if the app does not actually slow down or give me fake information, or no information at all, then the cuts keep coming. I think that with a little hard work, we can whittle this down to like a couple dudes in the United States. So if we cut it down to fire 11,698 people and everything's fine, let's say the median salary was $65,000. My math has, we just made a savings of $760,370,000. So $750 million. So I think that this is a good thing. We need the NOAA wiped out. And this is like radio. This is why, this is kind of like, I have been in the industry that has been being cut for the past 30 years, down to the bone. And so when I see this, it actually makes, I'm happy. Every time government employees get wiped out, my dick gets a little bit more stiff. The only ones I don't want cut are the military. I take it back. They should fire all officers and just make it one juggernaut war machine. And there's only one person in charge, Trump. So he just says, blow everything up. And then everything gets blown up. We don't need these pesky colonels and generals and majors and lieutenants anymore. They're overpaid too. Tofus says, or the Pentagon. Yeah, fuck those guys. I think the entire country can be run by like about a dozen people. This all goes back to my thought about how every American should get $100,000. There's talk about Musk giving us a $5,000 check. I think it should be $100,000 for every taxpaying American who has put in all that they can each year for Social Security. All you jackasses who don't even pay any taxes because you make $14,000 a year, fuck you. You don't get $100,000. You got to clean the pool. All right. That is all I have to say about the recent firings with the weather people. Okay. The show is getting long in the tooth. I can feel it. I mean, I'm having a good time. But if I'm getting hungry, it's getting long in the tooth. TC Paintball is where you go to book a paintball event. Whether it's your group from work, whether it's a bachelor party, whether it's your kids for the youth leagues, reach out to TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. So much fun to book a paintball event at TC Paintball. Green Medicine Shop. This is our last day talking about the Green Medicine Shop. For 6 whole months, they will be back for six months from now. Easy, why is that? Well, typically how it goes, good businesses change up their marketing. And what they're doing is taking their marketing dollars and investing it in their internet-based marketing, or how they are setting up the infrastructure of their website. So I love them, and I'm very appreciative of them. And if you want to get any cannabis, maybe you already have a shop, but keep the Green Medicine Shop in mind. They have brand new dope deals every week. Go to thegreenmedicineshop.com for more information. Recreational use, 21 and up. Medicinal use, 18 and up with MedCard. Get the MedCard at thegreenmedicineshop.com. Grand Rapids Gold are in action coming up tonight for the Flint Tropics semi-pro tribute we have going on. Jackie Moon is going to wrestle a bear. I'll be there in my 70s gear. Courtside, go to NBAGrandRapids.com to get a pair of tickets. I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, and so should you. It's a great place for dudes and chicks who want short hair to get their hair cut. It's going to cost you $19 plus tip. Three locations: Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. When you go to kingsroom.net, there's a spot there, give you the exact locations and schedules of when your stylist is working where. Make sure you mention me. Unlike Chris D and his girl hair, when he got a haircut cut the other day, he failed to mention me. Which, how could you not be thinking of me like all the time? I still don't get that. Bob says the Weather Channel app already has a premium paid version. Because Tofus had wrote, it sure will be funny. Paying a monthly fee for an app to get weather warnings is going to be great. That's the thing about you, Tofus. You, like that lawmaker, have a tendency, no offense, to look into a crystal ball and to tell me and everyone hear how the world is going to be because of something like this. Now ask yourself, Rack your brain. When was the last time you said out loud to your friend circle or in this show something like that, and then nothing ended up happening? Rack your brain. And if it's happened, I need to know about it. Nothing's going to happen. You aren't even going to think about these 1,800 people. In fact, you wouldn't even have thought about these 1,800 people had I not just talked about it. This is the type of shit that happens. People who follow too closely to these stories, I talk about them, and then it's pearl clutching. You got to learn to stop clutching pearls. Everything's going to be okay. Chris says, the Weather Channel has for years had a paid app. Calm your fucking tits. Tophus calls Chris a see you next Tuesday. He says, look, see you next Tuesday. Sit over there in Buffalo and shut your cocksucker. Okay, now this is great. This is classic. You know, it doesn't take much to get him going. Nick and I had this conversation the other day outside of the rink. I go, isn't it great when he blows his stack? And she goes, oh my God, it's fantastic. Holy shit, he's doing it again. So that's what's happening. You can't go calling people that I love, which is all of you, cunts. All right, before I wrap up, don't forget about the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. You can call them at 231-332-6505. 231-332-6505. No matter where you are in the U.S., if you need to get into a mortgage, buy now, refinance later. They are awesome. I appreciate them so much. So keep them in the conversation when it comes to shopping around for your getting pre-approved for a mortgage for your home. 231-332-6505. Please mention me. All right. We have the asshole of the day, but we could go many directions. That was a late push by Tophus with all that tough talk. I mean, if Chris says calm your tits, that's more of just like a fun way of saying settle down. It seems to me like your response was a little strong. We also have a nomination for Amanda. Okay. Megan says, I don't get why we don't have red cards anymore. The only reason why I don't have red cards, because I don't know where they are. And I, you know, honestly, it's tough for me to offer those because I have to be paying attention. I have to have the whole context. And it's tough for me sometimes to actually get the whole context because I'm doing this, you know? I'm kind of like trying to wing it as best I can. Let me go back and see what's going on here because it appears to be escalating the rhetoric. Let's see. Calm down, Tophus, before you disintegrate a blood vessel like a bullet hitting water, Bob says. Jeremy says to Chris, they're not tits anymore. They're called Jen's Gazongas. Get with the times. Chris says classic Tophus. Okay. Sit behind a computer screen and run your ball washer. You wouldn't have the nuts to say that to my face. Uh-oh. Now it's starting to get pretty intense. Tophus says, I just did. Well, kind of. I mean, it's kind of what I mean, none of us are face to face, so I wouldn't say it's face to face. Stevie says, wow, what a day for the chat. Tophus then says, I totally would. And seeing as you live in New York, I'm sure you come to Albany every now and then. I would most certainly take you up on that challenge. Come on, man. Who are you? You were running your mouth, by the way, pot kettle. True, Megan. Megan, I think Eric may have lost the cards. I know it. Tophus, I wouldn't F with Chris from Buffalo. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. Chris says, I'm over it. Size of the problem. Megan says, are you on blood pressure meds? Is this the beginning of the easy MMA tournament? You threw the claim out there that I wouldn't have the nuts. Would you just stop? Quit being stupid. Why does everything have to be so explosive? You do that, though. You'll be humming along, and then this all comes from calm your tits. You always, like, your responses aren't appropriate. They always go over the top. You know, I think that's probably come to bite you in the ass. Take it from me. I have anger issues too, but Chris is the fucking best, you know? And you have a long history of being a cock. So I don't know, man. Just quit it. Just shut up for a minute. All right. The asshole of the day today. I have said many times, it's all about, with TC Paintball, what have you done for me lately? And since the thing that has happened most recently is all of this nonsense because of your hyperness, Tophus has earned yet another asshole of the day. Now, that is a late Tom Brady-like comeback. And you should be proud of that because Amanda had it won. All right? She had it won. Now look at you. You're all upset. And now we're going to get a 8-page message on Reddit. And then you're going to, we won't talk to you for like 4 days while you get your shit together and settle down. And you're going to break out in zits. You can't. This is stupid. All right. Well, we'll see in a few days. My God. You are a tightly wound bugger, you are. Nick says he's turning into Mr. Tophus Kenny ass. Wow. Okay. Now I see what you did there. Okay. All right. Thank you, folks. Have a good rest of your day. I hope to see some of you at the Grand Rapids Gold basketball game. NBAGrandRapids.com. You're an exceptional bunch. I appreciate you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Slob getting in late. It's already March. In Tasmania.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.